BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The man who will become Hungary's next Prime Minister, Péter Magyar, has hailed his landslide election victory in a speech to an ecstatic crowd of supporters in Budapest. He said they'd achieved a miracle in Hungarian history, adding that they'd taken back Hungary together after toppling the system of the defeated long-term Prime Minister, Viktor Orbán. As Mr. Magyar said, people had chosen a better future for the country.
A magyarok! Ma nemet mondtak az ámításra.
Hungarians today said no to deception, to lies, to misdirection, and said no to betrayal. Dear friends, 2 years ago, a few people set out, and in the end, in the battle of David and Goliath, love triumphed, because in the end, love always triumphs.
Mr. Orbán, who's led Hungary for 16 years, said the result was painful for him. Many European leaders have hailed Péter Magyar's victory. The head of the European Commission said it showed Hungary had chosen Europe. Germany's Chancellor, Friedrich Merz, called on Mr. Magyar to join forces for a strong and united Europe. It comes after years of clashes between the defeated Viktor Orbán and Brussels, as our Russia editor Steve Rosenberg reports.
Viktor Orbán's defeat is bad news for Vladimir Putin. For years, Mr. Orbán has been a trump card in President Putin's hand, a pro-Russia, pro-Putin leader of an EU country who opposed further sanctions against Moscow and recently blocked a €90 billion EU loan to Ukraine. But Moscow may well consider that when it comes to Hungary, it still has some cards to play. The country is heavily dependent on Russian energy. That won't change anytime soon.
The Speaker of Iran's Parliament, Mohammad Baghir Ghalibaf, has said his country will not submit to threats after President Trump said the United States Navy would start blockading the Strait of Hormuz. Simi Jola also reports from Washington.
US Central Command has said that in less than 24 hours, its forces will begin implementing a blockade on the Strait of Hormuz, but only on vessels entering or departing Iranian ports and coastal areas. President Trump has said his order was in response to Iran knowingly failing to reopen the vital waterway. He also warned the US Navy will blow to hell any Iranians that attack them and will interdict any ship found paying transit tolls to Iran. This escalation follows the collapse of Marathon peace talks in Pakistan this weekend.
The price of Brent crude oil has risen above $100 again for the first time since talks in Pakistan between US and Iranian officials failed to reach a deal to end the war in the Middle East. Oil prices have continued to fluctuate as unease over the US-Israeli war on Iran increasingly impacts the global economy. World News from the BBC. Ireland's government has announced fresh tax cuts on petrol and diesel at an emergency cabinet meeting on Sunday in response to higher international oil prices caused by the war in Iran. Those price rises led to protests across the country, which the government said had jeopardised the work of the emergency services. Dozens of civilians are reported to have been killed when Nigerian military jets carried out airstrikes on a village market in the northeast of the country on Saturday. There are conflicting reports about the number of casualties, with some local sources saying more than 200 people are feared dead. The area is on the border between Yobe and Borno states. The Nigerian Air Force said it had struck what it called terrorist locations. Exit polls in Peru's presidential election indicate the right-leaning candidate, Keiko Fujimori, is leading with more than 16% of the vote. Four candidates, including the leftist Roberto Sanchez, are jockeying for second place. A record 35 people are on the ballot, with none set to get an outright majority. There will be a runoff in June. The eventual winner will be the ninth president in 10 years. These women expressed their concerns before casting their vote.
It's the same every time we go to vote. I mean, we're choosing our presidential candidate, but we know it'll be for a short time, and then Congress will impeach him anyway. That's what I think.
I feel a sense of helplessness and sadness because no matter who you vote for, the situation and state of the country won't change.
In golf, the Northern Irish star Rory McIlroy has successfully defended his title at the Masters in the United States. He's just the fourth player ever to win the green jacket twice in a row. McIlroy ended the tournament 12 under par. BBC News.